2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Here we go. Another 15-minute morning show podcast. Let's see. You guys wonder how I choose the order. How I announce you?
Yeah.
It's always on my Zoom screen.
And you know what's so weird? Usually how you see it is how I see it. Because I go, oh, he's seeing it the same way. I don't know why I get so excited about that.
Introduce the room then, Danielle.
Let's so see I have close. Froggy, myself, Scotty B, Nate, Elvis in the middle, Scary, Gandhi, Garrett, and Brody.
See, mine's different. Are you guys close to that?
Close.
Yeah. I think we're all different. That's okay. Really? That's what makes us unique.
I was kind of hoping Elvis did the roll call today, and of all days, he didn't do it.
Oh, why? How come?
Well, because you did the roll call on the main show today, and you listed everyone in the Zoom room, and then Nate listed the people who weren't in the Zoom room, including me, and you still read everybody's name but me. And I don't know how that happened. 23 years on the show, so I was hoping at least on this thing you'd mention my name, but that's okay.
Aww. You know what? I can always count on you for the guilt. Thanks.
that's part of my job description.
But turn your mic down just a little bit. Yeah. It's a little, okay. You're coming in hot.
I'm moving back a little bit.
Well, Brody, we all know that you're a part of the show, and we all know that I'm losing brain cells by the moment. And so, you know, sometimes I'm gonna flub. I'm gonna mess up.
All right. Well,
say your name eventually. I did say your name, but it was in a derogatory way.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I said it.
It is very hard to remember everybody that works on this show, because looking at this room right now, this still isn't everybody that works on this show.
There's still more people.
I appreciate that, Nate, but again, 23 years, you know.
Cut the man some slack. I know when I try and remember everybody, I go by where they sit in the room.
That's right? What I do, too. Yeah, totally. When I have to write an email with everyone on it, I picture every room in the station.
Yeah.
And then
I always start with Elvis.
I count it.
Yeah, I start with Elvis, and then I'm like, Scary's behind Elvis, then Nate, and then Scotty's in the
And the one I
studio.
Always end up missing is Froggy, because he's not physically in this place.
That's because you
and
don't
it
like
sucks.
Him.
Do you do the head nod?
No.
I do the head. I go like this. I go, Elvis, Brody's over there. Gandhi's over there.
Yeah. I do the same thing. Josh is in the room.
Yeah, maybe I should start doing that. The thing is that not everyone's in the room. Then I have to remember, then I go down the hall. Where
yes, exactly.
Yeah, hey, so our friend Rosanna Scotto is hosting Good Day New York on Fox 5. She's interviewing some guy over here. Who is that? Nick Barada. Who's Nick Barada?
He sounds delicious.
Sounds like cheese.
Yeah,
soft cheese.
I tend to always gravitate toward blue suits like that. See that blue?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, that's my contribution to the podcast.
Trying to look up Nick Barada.
Is he a photographer?
Nicky B.
He doesn't look like that and stand behind a camera.
He's an actor, they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not.
He was an actor on Divorce Court.
Tomorrow we get to do sexy photographers.
We should. Speaking of, sort of. Anyway, no, I'm really. Oh, he is an actor. Okay, no, I was really talking about his suit more than him, but.
Oh, okay.
I watched Britney versus Spears last night.
Thoughts?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fascinating. Now, when it first came out, a lot of Britney fans said, I refuse to watch this because I am supporting Britney. They are out there, they're cashing in on her mental illness and this and that. And I was like, okay, but we had nothing else to watch, so we watched it. Okay. I thought it was very, very Britney positive. I think they definitely did talk about her mental health, which is not a secret, but I didn't see them exploiting it. They actually, in my opinion, the story, and Gandhi, back me up if you want, the story was how people exploited her.
Absolutely. I did the same thing. I didn't want to watch it because everybody said, don't do it, you know, support Britney and this and that. And then I heard it was incredible, so I watched it secretly. And it really was. I mean, when you look at the setup around her, the people who were put in place to quote unquote look out for her, who were on the payroll of the other side, when you see how it was in everybody's best interest to keep this going as long as possible and to just make her go out and do what they wanted her to do all the time, it is astounding that this happened in America, in the year that we're living in front of everybody's face. Like, it is crazy that this happened this way.
I think it happens a lot, though, with celebrities, because I think that there's so many people on the payroll, and they don't want to not be on the payroll, and so they do everything that they can to keep it going. You know what I mean? Even if it's
like
detrimental.
Like an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, even if it's detrimental to the artist or, you know, whoever it is.
What's that, Nate?
Well, same thing with you, Elvis. I'm telling you.
What do you mean by that?
The company needs to keep you alive. You know how much money they depend on coming in because of your voice coming out of those speakers?
Oh, no, no. Believe me, this company.
Oh, no.
No, back to Britney. If you didn't
want to watch. Free Elvis.
If you did not want to watch.
Leave Elvis alone.
If you chose not to watch Britney versus Spears because you feel like you're supporting a negative Britney thing, it's not that. I think by watching this, you actually learn more. It makes you even more fired up about how much you love Britney. Yeah, Garrett?
So the interesting thing I love about it is the fact that they had to have made it and been sitting on this documentary for a while, because knowing how Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, works, he was probably going to shut it down if they went forward with it. Like, that's what he was doing for the past, 13-plus years. So the moment his conservatorship, job ended, it came out, because he had no power at that point to shut anything down. So it's just interesting the timing of when it was released based off of the conservatorship
ending. Could be, yeah, the time, because they've been working on this for a while.
How sad that that's our own dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, really.
But it's two-sided, though, I believe. Like,
exactly.
Like, there are things that we will never see or hear of that Britney did that her dad looked out for, and then there was the other side that he was getting a butt ton of money and it made it look like he was just doing that for that. So I kind of see both sides of where he's coming from.
You know how it is. There's always three sides to every story, and the middle is the truth. So.
Yeah, All right, I've contributed enough today. I'm gonna sit back and enjoy the show. Go ahead.
I got the most interesting, talked about it in public, and then the push notification for like an Instagram ad. So our town where I live in Jersey.
Okay, wait, start over. What?
You know when you talk about something, you hear about it, you talk about it with your friends, and then it shows up on your Instagram feed.
Yes. Random. Every day.
Absolutely.
Every
so day. I got the most obscure one yesterday. So our town where I live in Jersey, they put together an ice rink, for the town to come ice skate, and it's man-made.
Oh, cool.
Yesterday morning, I got a push notification to make my own ice rink in my backyard. It only takes an hour. They send everything that you need.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I'll see if I can pull it up.
That's too funny.
But it's the most obscure one ever. I've never gotten something so obscure like an ice skating rink to build in my backyard.
So wait, so you're having a conversation about the ice skating rink in your town with someone in front of your phone?
Correct, yeah. No, in front of our phone, we're like, yeah, wow. they lay down they go on a basketball court, they lay everything down, then they put this spray on it. The Instagram ad pushed everything, the spray, the walls.
Crazy.
Yeah, okay, so if there's no proof that they're listening in, you just found it.
Exactly.
Oh, 100%. So I sent it to my brother-in-law, who's a hockey head, and we're like, here, get this for your backyard. But yeah, and
people are worried about vaccines tracking them.
Yeah,
exactly.
easy ice right there. There we go.
Crazy.
Oh, now my phone's going to have the ad.
Oh, now
we're all
having ice skating rinks in our backyard by this time next year.
We should. Let's do it.
Do you guys ever buy items advertised on Instagram?
All the time.
Well, that's I bought Danielle five different things that are probably going to come in next year when they don't even matter anymore.
I want to share something with you. So these sneakers came up. They're called pseudo sneakers. Have you seen these?
No.
Unfucking real, man.
Really?
Pseudo. It's PSUDO. These great sneakers. They're so comfortable. They're expensive. All right. They're expensive.
Given
these came in. Do you see these sneakers? Very colorful with the.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that is stitching. None of those are shoelaces. It's all graphics on top of one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Those are like slides, but they look like sneakers.
But the detail is such where if you're not like right up to them or feeling them with your hand, they look like shoes with stitching.
That's so cool.
So Alex just went and bought five pair. We love them. Pseudos. Go look
at
them.
They're
like $150 a pair. Okay.
Oh my right. God.
Watch your ankles.
Scary's gonna get the account now.
Alex bought how many?
He bought five pair.
Has anybody
he bought
ever,
some for friends too?
Has anybody ever tried one of these? It's called a Nimalist. NIMALIST. It's one of those wallets that has like an air tag in it. I got an Instagram ad for it. It looks cool. But I'm thinking it's going to be a big piece of shit. So I want to, before I go buy one, I want to know if anybody else has ever tried one and if they're good. If they are, I'll buy one gladly. I just want to make
Nimalist?
Sure they're good. Yeah, NIMALIST. Nimalist. Okay.
I sent Danielle one yesterday.
Send me what?
Instagram ad.
Oh, you did? What the heck was it for? Let me look.
Retractable vampire teeth.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I was this close to ordering.
Now, I say buy
the person who has everything
on some of these. Because I actually went to Instagram and I saw, when I saw this ad for the green e-garden snake to scare your cat, it's a toy, it slithers around. I'm like, this would be perfect for Danielle's cats. Because the cats in the video were jumping up and down and going crazy with it, chasing it.
You know, some cats fall for that.
Problem number one, I bought it, and it took like 6 months to show up to Danielle's house.
But they loved it when it got here.
Did
so that
they?
Was good, yeah.
As advertised?
They loved it. It actually is as advertised. It's very cool.
So they still play with the damn thing, or they destroy
it? Yeah, no, they still play with it.
That's cute. Yeah. I love
so
that.
Not, not all Thanks, products on Instagram are good. I ordered some shoes from Instagram, and they smelled like a burning tire.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago, I got a tube of white cream in the mail.
I bet you did.
Speak no more.
AdamandEve.com?
I don't know what it is. I don't remember ordering it. And
I shipped it 2 weeks ago.
The whole tube is in completely another language. I can't read what it is, so I don't know what to do with it.
I throw it away. Don't use that white
Swallow
cream.
It.
Right. If you didn't order it and a random cream shows up at your house.
I might have paid a lot for it. I don't remember.
Have your
Put it on your teddy bear.
How can you forget ordering white cream?
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is.
What? Okay. Is it high in protein, Scotty?
I'll bring it in tomorrow. You let me know what you think it is.
Oh, really?
All right.
Hey, Elvis.
You're weird.
What? Before Instagram ads, you guys remember like the ads they would have in back of magazines and you'd have to mail like a self-addressed stamped envelope or like a money order?
Yeah.
I remember, I can't remember the magazine, when I was like 14 and I got these Russian weightlifting pills to help put on muscle. The bottle came, and it was all in Russian, and it still had a hammer and sickle on it. And the Soviet Union had been, you know, hadn't been around for like 5 years by that point. But I took the pills. My body smelled so terrible. Oh. I'm not sure. I'm sure that's where I probably got half of my problems from.
Have that today.
And he has a small penis.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened.
What was that, Brody?
I'm looking at these pseudo sneakers. If Alex wants to get me a pair of American Classic, I wear a size 12. Thank you.
Okay. They're so comfortable.
They look great. Yeah.
It's so weird.
I've become so used to shoes with no shoelaces. I can't stand tying knots and things like that.
Yeah, it's the bending. It's the bending, Scary.
I love the
bending.
I love to slide right in.
It's the bending.
You'll learn to tie your shoes once you roll your ankle. You're like, okay, I should start tying my shoes more.
No, I'm just
That would imply he runs,
shoes.
Garrett.
Buying shoes that have no laces or just
Well, buy the ones that Elvis just talked about.
Yeah, exactly. The pseudo ones. They sound perfect for me.
At what
Big
point
mistake,
do
Elvis.
we think we've crossed the line of like, wow, we are so lazy because we have Scary not wanting to tie a shoe. Like that is fascinating. I don't think I could actually admit to that ever.
Well, see, being the old guy in the room, let me tell you about the time I used to have to get up and walk across the room to change the channel on the television.
Ooh. Hey.
I was my dad's remote control. but you know, look, I think it's okay to wear some shoes look great because they don't have shoelaces because that's how they're designed. But I think you should be able to still tie your shoelaces, Scary.
I mean, I know how to. I just
Maybe
don't
Maybe Velcro's an answer. Yeah, Gandhi, what?
Takes too
Scary
long.
Scary just spent an exorbitant amount of money on two pairs of Yeezys that absolutely tie. You better wear those.
No,
Scary.
But they're permanently tied. And
oh, you still
And I just
have
to wait for the infinity loop, the infinity lace.
Yep.
So
yep,
I don't. I
okay.
can put that. I can install that, and now it's an infinity.
Scary. He's installing it on his
really?
Finger.
Scary. Tying shoelaces really is too much work for you?
It just takes too much time. It's one of those unnecessary things in
it
my day.
It takes less than 60 seconds at the most.
It's like a sit-up to him.
Guys, you don't... I try to put my laces so that I tuck them in. I hate the little
Thank
bow.
You, Danielle.
If I don't have to have the bow, it looks better without the damn thing.
The guy in the Yeezy store taught me how to do that, too. I'm like, why did I never think about just tucking them in the side? See you later.
Gandhi, I'm with you.
Yes, Shire, thank you.
You need to be tying your fucking shoelaces, man.
It's not that big of a contraption to stop tying your
look,
shoes.
Look, I'll tell you right now. Look, see this? It's on. Look, and it's
okay. Thank
done.
You for the
See?
Thank you for the demo. Hey, I will tell you this though. Back in the old days of corsets and things like that, I mean those things
you wore
slowly.
A corset?
Those things slowly went away, right? Sort of.
No, those are back and I think bigger than ever.
Well,
I mean,
I'm trying to come up with other things in fashion that everyone used to do. Now because it was so time consuming, they don't do it anymore.
Oh. Knickers, breeches.
Well, yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
I mean just. Dressing in general. I
guess
feel like
what
people
I'm thinking,
got real lazy.
The futurist in me is thinking, well, maybe shoelaces will be extinct at some point.
Do women still put curlers in their hair and walk around with them? They don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. Yes, they do. I see it all the time.
I don't hang out with those people.
Okay. People with hair?
Yeah. That's right.
How many Yeezys did you buy? That's because that's the second pair I've seen on you.
Two pairs.
Oh, you bought two pairs. Sorry.
I'm bored.
Is that bad?
No, not at all.
Are I think we're done.
I think it's been 15 minutes.
Right, Frog?
It is. It's over. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah!
We're done.
Yeah!
That was good. Let's get out of here.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.